Now, one of the persons there in Italy came up as a replacement. And so the sergeant of our unit, he said, go back and see this recruit that just came in earlier today. And they gave him an M1. And I said, do you know anything about this? He said, no. He said, I was never on a rifle range. My name is Guy Prestia. I'm from Elwood City, Pennsylvania. But I remember Pearl Harbor, and I remember what happened, and we saw on the news and movie news and things like that, and also the newspapers about the terrible thing that took place there. So that's what started the war. And my number was called up in the draft, so I was drafted. Until I got in the service and took basic training, I never fired a rifle. So in the beginning, going through basic training and then also going up to Camp Pickett, we took all kinds of things in the infiltration course, and we had bayonet drills, and we had grenades, how to launch grenades, and we had rifles, and we had all kinds of ammunition, guns, and different things. And
so you don't think that when you're in basic training, what's going on in actual battle.
But when somebody else, not only the artillery, but whenever the rifles, machine guns, and assault rifles, when they're firing at you, then that gives you the incentive to fire back. But you never get to the point where you enjoy it at all. It's just something that you have to do. And then everybody in the service took care of each other. You know, you weren't there for yourself. This kid was about 19 years old. I said, you went through basic training and didn't get to go to the rifle range and learn about the different weapons? He said, no. He said, they had me working in the barracks, like in the orderly room, you know, things like that, doing paperwork. He says, I never got any training like that. I said, I never fired a rifle. I said, well, let me show you something. You have to know how to field strip this thing. I said, this is an M1. I said, now there's an O3, a 1903, which is bolt action. I said, what you have here is a semi-automatic. I says, and the rifle you have here, you have to keep it clean. If you get sand in it or dirt or anything like that, it'll misfire on you. And you may need it sometime to save your life, and you have to know how to clean it and keep it clean, you know. So I showed him how to field strip it, how to clean it, how to put it together, and how to load it and everything else. So I said, you understand this now? And he said, yeah. He said, I know how that works. So that night, pitch dark again, I'm at the front of the column there, and I hear this loud shot, one blast. So I walked back here and see this guy. He fired one bullet out of that gun. That one bullet was the one that he shot himself. He killed himself. Shot himself in the head. What would happen in that situation? The company commander would write up a citation. The papers would get back down, and probably his parents or whoever, they would knock on the door and they would get the information that his son was killed in battle, something like that. They wouldn't say that he committed suicide, you know.